Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about, this is going to be weird. We need you to call if you're famous, but not in the famous kind of way.
Okay.
Like if you've been in a movie or an advertisement or on a TV show, but not really acted, not your face, not your, here's the thing. My kids have suddenly sort of had a fascination that we, like, we watch a ton of movies at my house, and they started to notice there's a whole episode of Gumball, which is a show they love.
Gumball.
It's the Adventures of Gumball. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And in this one episode, the entire episode's about all the background people.
Oh.
It's like all the people there's a tennis match, and it shows all the people in the background. Instead of it being about the two people playing tennis, it's about all the people in the background.
Okay.
So they finally get a voice.
That's cute.
And they went, once they saw that episode, then we're watching like another movie. We're watching like a Marvel movie, and they notice like Wonder Woman's running down the street. Well, who's that person that she just ran
by? Oh, they're so the extras in the movie.
Yes.
They're starting to acknowledge
how do you get that job? I know it's hard because I've told them their whole lives. Like, my daughter wants to be the next Taylor Swift. It's like, that's really hard. My son wants to be the next Julian Edelman.
Wow.
Like, that's really, like, so they've set their bar at extra.
Oh, just not really their superstar faces getting recognized, or all these lines and dialogue.
Yes.
Just to get my hat or my hand or my...
They want to get to that, the level where they're kind of famous.
But not,
where they don't have to say or do anything. They just get to be in a movie. But how do I get there?
Like to be an extra and stuff.
Yes.
Well, my sister got to be in a made-for-TV movie extra. They filmed it up in Greeley like 80.
She did?
Yeah. They mostly hired her for her car.
Do you know the name of the movie? Oh my God, you don't know that.
It had to do with, it's not Children of the Corn, but it was kind of a ripoff of that.
It was some sort of, was it a horror movie?
It was.
And okay.
They shot it in Greeley, and it was like a 5-day made-for-TV movie part thing. And
okay.
She got to be seen briefly walking across a parking lot, but her car was mostly the...
So yeah. they saw her car, and they were like, we'll let you stand in the background.
There it is. That's what it was.
Just to, so we can get... That is...
Yeah. And then the dude, our...
Let's get... Hey, T-Hack and Aaron, come in here. Come in here. They've both been in things before. They've been in weird things. Step up to the microphone one at a time here. T-Hack first.
But it was like they didn't have dialogue, or they didn't like have their faces plastered
T-Hack
over.
Might have had a little dialogue. Did you have... So first... T-Hack, hi.
Hello.
Yeah. So what movie were you in?
Yeah.
I was in a movie called The Formula. One of my buddies is an independent filmmaker.
And what were you?
I was a dancing party goer.
See, this is what I want.
Well, you got credited in the movie then.
Yeah. Not everybody gets credited. So when you're just standing in the background.
Right. You don't always. If you speak, you're guaranteed to get a credit.
Or if you do some, if you're crazy dancer boy in the background.
Wow.
I got credit because I'm friends with the director.
So you have a SAG card?
No.
But you have an IMDb credit?
I do.
Nice.
No picture on IMDb though.
So then your job,
privacy reasons.
Do you spend like all day just fake dancing for that one scene?
No, well, so the scene is a party scene, and it's a one take scene where they kind of go through the house.
Okay.
So they did it like a bunch of times, like 10 times. So we had to just kind of wait for them as the camera came, and then I would dance.
You start dancing.
I'd do my dance, yeah.
What dance were you doing?
I don't know, just kind of a...
You weren't doing like the Carl, you weren't doing anything famous. Like
no,
the,
no, not
you're just
really.
Just kind of
there. I remember we had something with hot dogs, and I ended up throwing the hot dog up in the air.
Heck yeah.
And made the movie.
And that's so you're okay. So
he's IMDb.
I've got another one for you too, by the way. Feel the Dreams.
Yeah?
Shut your
that
mouth.
That shot in Iowa where you're from.
My parents are in one of the cars at the end.
Where's the long line of cars? If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
They're just in one of the cars.
Yeah.
Can you isolate? Can you point to actually which car?
I don't know. I think my dad would tell you he could, but no.
That's awesome.
Were they waving back to the camera?
They just put out a big call for everyone. Like,
just come drive and sit on this highway.
Yep. Turn your lights on.
Oh my God, that's a great scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not in anything.
I don't think I'm in anything.
All right. So
either.
The other half of the two-headed monster,
Aaron.
Now, you were almost like you were this close to being like
a regular and Malcolm in the
real, thing.
I was very close, but I gave it up and now I'm here. So thank you guys. I love it.
So let's say that whole thing again, except with less disdain in your voice. What were you almost and what have you been in? You were almost in Malcolm, right?
I was almost in Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, I was almost Dewey's girlfriend, but because I broke my arm, they didn't want me.
Oh, you could have made out with, what was he?
That close.
Yeah.
They were really, he was really
young. He was the youngest.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
Right. I didn't
you
know.
You want to explore that a little bit?
Hey, I thought it was Malcolm.
You get all your movies from Jared from Subway?
Whatever.
Okay. So what have you actually done? What have we seen you in?
So you can see a sliver of my red hair.
Okay.
On a magazine cover. I'm hidden by Nick Jonas.
Wait, what? On a magazine cover?
Yes.
What magazine?
I actually don't remember.
Oh my God! It's on Jonas.
I have it at home though. I swear I can.
Is it Time?
In.
Is it Newsweek?
No,
is it Us Weekly? Is
like
it Teen Beat?
Okay. I think it's, so. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I think it's like a diabetes magazine.
Okay.
But like we were invited to the White House, so I went. There was like 100 of us.
Is Nick
selective.
Jonas a diabetic?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He performed at the White House. Or you
he
get to hang.
Perform.
Which he
no.
hung out with.
You guys just all had donuts or something.
Yes.
Aha! See what I did there with the diabetic?
Yeah, they're not. They're supposed to.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're just in the... Is a president in the photo?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So set the stage. It's president next to Nick Jonas and then just the
your
side
hair.
Of your head.
Yeah. Just the right side. Just one.
This is exactly
sliver.
What we're looking for,
it
though.
Actually is.
Because we know a guy who's on the radio who claims his hand is in like a cell phone commercial holding the cell phone. That's what we want. We want you. If you've spoken in Dances with Wolves, we don't want you. But if you're
like a
dead like soldier in background in Dances with Wolves, that's who
cool.
we want.
That's cool. Or if you made out with Malcolm in the Middle.
Or almost made out with him. All right. So this is what we're going to do. What do we call this? Almost famous or.
Okay.
Yeah, so you were in something. Either print or film
yep.
or TV, but you're not really all that famous. We really want to talk to you. Todd?
Yai.
Yai. What were you almost famous for?
I was in Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr.
Get out!
Shut up. What were you? Guy standing yeah. in background.
Well, you have to, with the scene when he's playing craps at Caesars,
yes.
if you slow it down and look really hard in the lower right corner, I'm sitting behind him playing 21.
Get out!
That's so cool!
Was it
yeah,
all day?
So we watched it all the time. We're like, look, look, look!
How many takes? Was it like all day long you had to be there?
Or? I spent 14 hours there.
Dang, you're like, get it right!
Let's
come
go! Come on, Favreau!
It was about 30 seconds of film on TV, but...
That's cool.
Dude, that rocks.
I would pause that every
yeah,
day.
Me too.
Thank you for the call, Todd. Julia?
Yes?
Almost famous.
Yeah. So I'm actually related to someone. He's pretty popular in Colorado, and it's the Shane Company voice, but it's not Tom Shane. He's actually the voice that does the like the directions at the end in the older.
The Tobin Wiggins and
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
and like
yeah.
yeah.
I-70 and no, he's
Saturday
no.
Sunday.
Wait, is that the guy an actor or is that guy in radio or who is that guy?
He was in radio, and when he was 12, he actually built a radio in his own basement, and the cops came and like shut him down. So yeah,
my
papa was in radio, and he was the voice.
Is his are his initials DM?
Yep.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was. I know who
it is. How do you know that?
Because I he was a voice on another. Yes, I remember him. His first name's Don, yeah. right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. I knew he was the guy because he was also the voice guy on another radio station. He'd done some other voice work. And
oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Wait, why is he talking on the radio? That's the Shane Company guy.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. That's
your grandpa.
That's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so everyone knows him as a Shane Company voice. So when I say that, like my grad party was at their house and he did it and my friends were just shocked.
That's so cool.
That's fun.
All right. Thank you for the call, Julia. Kristen.
Yai.
Yai.
Almost famous.
Almost famous. So I worked in the film industry in New Mexico, and one of the films that they filmed there was Hamlet 2 with Steve Coogan. And I was a stand-in for this one part of the movie where Steve Coogan is filming a herpes commercial.
Fun.
So I show up for the stand-in, and the director says, no, I don't want the actress. He's like, I want you. And so, I was like, all right. So I do this commercial, and Steve Coogan and I are walking to the park, and he looks over at me laughingly, and he says, I'm having a herpes breakout right now, but she doesn't mind. And we joyfully look each other in the eyes and do one of those ha 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 kind of laughs. And thanks for the call, right? And then, and that's it. No film credit, no line of credit, no nothing.
He's a famous English actor. In fact, he was in the movie Around the World in 80 Days.
He was?
Yeah, Steve Coogan.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I've also been the person in the body bag on Breaking Bad when Jess's girlfriend had an overdose.
That's cool. Your body bag.
Yeah.
That's a cool part.
That is.
Oh, my God. Your herpes and body bag. You got to put that on your tombstone. Thank you.
It's on your resume.
Sarah.
Yay.
Almost famous.
So in the SeaWorld scene in Anchorman 2, I am one of the crowd members.
Wait, there was an Anchorman 2?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I saw it either. I don't think much of America saw it.
But you were in the which scene?
There's a scene where he's at SeaWorld, and so I'm one of the people in the audience.
Did you get to meet with
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, yeah.
No, I did not.
That's
just,
okay, though.
You're just in the crowd.
Yeah, that rocks.
So have you freeze-framed it and seen yourself?
I have. I don't think I can get the screen to go slow enough to find me.
I was saying, you didn't want to go out and buy Anchorman.
Yeah, I'm not going to give him the $19.99. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
That's cool.
Chris.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost famous.
Hand and foot double for Kevin Bacon in Cop Car.
Wait, so
there's a movie called Cop Car,
and you get to be a stunt double?
No, just drove the car and shots of my hands and my feet driving the car for Kevin Bacon.
Oh, so you're driving and they show your hands on the steering wheel?
Yep.
Oh, that rocks!
And it's supposed to be because he can't be bothered to actually get in the car.
Yep,
that is the dumbest thing I ever. That's a thing. Oh my God! I would want my hands in the movie
instead of
Other dude. It's like, dude, he doesn't have as pretty a hands as I do.
Okay.
That is awesome, Chris.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.